Will Warner joining us over here courtside at Wells Fargo Arena. Little Dutch won 94-54 over Perry in the Class 3A state quarterfinal. Will, thanks for coming over here. A near triple-double tonight, 10 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. And your bucket 10 seconds into the game, we called it our McCall Monument, Radio Monumental key of the play of the game, just because it kind of set the tone for what this matchup ended up really being like in hindsight. Just a run and gun style of offense from both teams, and right now nobody else in the state can keep up with your depth and the style of play that you guys put forth each night.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of been our motto for the year, that we're just going to be a bunch of athletes who are trying to just, I mean, one, have fun, two, use our speed and our athleticism to really take it to teams and really tire them down, which is what we did tonight. Is that Perry's a great team and they really do have some great shooters and athletes. It's just, we just kind of overwhelmed them with the amount that we had. So, I mean, that coach even made a statement at, I think it was halfway through the second, that the refs were even getting tired. And that was just the best statement ever.
So you come out here, I know a year ago you were part of this team that fell to Xavier in the quarterfinals. What's it like coming out here for the second time, Will? Do the nerves ease up a little bit now, knowing that now you've got a taste of the atmosphere a little bit, or was it just another game in your eyes?
Yeah, I would say for some of us who are kind of returning back here, it would definitely kind of a little more nervous to get past that first one, just because it's really a one and done, and especially for us seniors, it could have been our last one. But I mean, to get that one out of the way and to now play Xavier, it's really a great feeling, just because they were the ones who knocked us off last year, and we have a whole new team this year, and we're going to be ready for them.
Well, 13 guys scored tonight, Will. I mentioned the depth already, but boy, as a senior member of this team, what does it mean to you to have that much of a supporting cast? It's you and 12 other guys, and that's how the rest of the team looks at it too.
It really helps us out. You have teams throughout the state that have those superstars who are going kind of to D1 and they're just great players, but their supporting cast might not be as great, and it's kind of hard for them to really have one guy. But when you have 9 guys, 10 guys like we do, you don't know really who to guard with your guys, and so it really overwhelms teams and really hard for them to play defense against us, because you don't really know who's going to be on that night and who's scoring.
Were you rooting for Donovan to dunk it the second time down the stretch?
I was. It's kind of a hard one, just because he kind of caught his feet up a little bit. I thought he maybe got fouled, but I'm glad he tried it. It's really good to see our guys go up and be relentless on that.
So Xavier on Thursday, you were able to see them a little bit. What were you able to notice in the small time you were able to kind of scout Xavier here live?
Well, first, they're a great team. I mean, they're a reason they won tonight, and there's a reason they're back here again and going to be a contender. And really, I would say their guys kind of returning. Mitch Berger, he played for them last year and played against us. And he's really an all-around great athlete, great shooter, can really get to the hoop. They have a big guy down low. I think his name's Max Tecchio. He's good around and getting the boards. But, I mean, their supporting cast is also great. They've got good shooters outside and really solid defensively. So we really got to make sure we're watching our film and stepping it up for game Thursday.
Will, great win tonight. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
That's Will Warner, one of the senior members of this Pella High boys basketball team that defeated Perry 94-54.